Unmuted.
Rabbi Herman, thank you so much for the introduction and for the opportunity, and thank you to all of you for coming together to daven, to pray, to say Tehillim on behalf of all of us in Israel, and of course, really all Jews around the world who are suffering at this moment. These really are incredibly, incredibly difficult times, especially for those of us who are living here in the Holy Land. Since Shabbos, every day has been filled with heartbreak, with incredible stress, and really tremendous, tremendous challenges. Just in the last, I don't know if it's hour or so, or 2 hours, some of you may have already heard about this, there is an incredible attack now going on in the north, and we all understand that, Rahman al-Islam, this may eventually lead to the opening of a second front in the war, which would be incredibly, incredibly difficult for Israel. On a personal level, it would be incredibly difficult because two of my sons are there right now in their service guarding the north. But it would just obviously change the entire scope of everything. And we certainly hope and pray that no one is being injured right now in the north. But they're under a tremendous barrage, and it's just making everything else so difficult, considering everything we've been going through since what happened from Gaza into the south of Israel over Yontif. If I could describe for you in words the agony and the pain of what's going on here now, I would. But I simply don't have the ability, I'm not articulate enough to put that into words. Not long ago, just for a simple example, I got an email from the Gush, where I'm also a Rebbe, that one of the alumni had two sons who were killed on Simchas Torah, their bodies having just been found, now being taken to burial. Just a little while ago, a funeral procession left from Beit Shemesh, not that far from where I live, where the son of a wonderful local family, who happens to be friends with one of my sons, was killed also on that opening day on Shabbos Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. They only found his body later, and he's now being taken for burial in Yerushalayim. Two small examples of countless for just how difficult this is, how stressful, and how tragic. And I have to tell you, I know this is called a chizuk call, but I'm not always capable of giving chizuk. And I've had my moments, certainly, in the last few days where I've really broken. But even when I'm, so to speak, keeping it together, it feels very, very hard, very, very hard to be mechazik ourselves, and it certainly seems like an overwhelming challenge for me to try to mechazik other people. Nevertheless, without remotely sugarcoating just how challenging a situation we find ourselves in, I do think, and I'm privileged to share this with you, I do think that there are things that are happening in Israel and to the Jewish people, which do give me some strength to draw upon and do give me chizuk and something that we should all be aware of and really proud of. It doesn't take away the horrible pain and agony, but there is some sliver of light even amidst the darkness. The first I want to mention is the incredible outpouring of chesed that is taking place in Israel and around the world, as people look to support us and especially support the soldiers. I am reminded of the famous saying of the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim that more than the calf wants to milk or drink or eat from its mother, Hapara Rotze Lahanik, the mother cow wants to feed. That is to say, in the Gemara's metaphor, that as much as people need and want chesed, and they want to be recipients of chesed, in the Jewish heart and in the Jewish soul, we want to give even more than we would want to receive. We've seen this over and over again from every community, especially in America, but really around the world, and in every community around Israel. The overwhelming outpouring of tzedakah, of charity, of chesed, of acts of kindness, of gifts that have been gathered, things that are being done for the soldiers, for the families, for everybody, it's overwhelming. And it is an absolutely clear testimony and tribute to the truth of this Gemara. The Jewish people wants to give. Hapara rotze lahanik. There's a deep, deep existential desire and need for the Jewish people to do chesed, to help each other. And unfortunately, this great tragedy has unleashed the level of giving in chesed that I certainly have personally have never seen in my lifetime. We can take some chizuk from that. It can give us some comfort, and we can certainly be proud. A second point is the incredible display of unity, of achdus, and brotherly love of Ahavas Yisrael. Unfortunately, we know that that is not always the case in our often divided Jewish community. Many times over Tisha B'Av, I've shared the teaching that when we discuss the Medrash, which is turned into a kina that we say on Tisha B'Av, about two children who, from the Kohen Gadol, a very handsome boy and a very beautiful young girl, who were taken into captivity in Rome, and their two owners, each one decided, you know what, if we can force these slaves to mate, their child will be even more beautiful. We'll be able to sell that child as a slave for even greater vast sums of money. And the Medrash and the Kina recounts that the boy and the girl were each put on opposite sides of a dark room overnight with the assumption that they'd be intimate and mate and yield a child slave that the owners could sell. However, each of the children stayed in their respective corner, not wanting to defile their innate holiness, not realizing that it was a sibling on the other end of the room, until, Chazal tell us, dawn broke, there was light in the room, and they realized that the whole evening they had stayed away from their brother, from their sister. They rushed to each other, they hugged with great love and affection and tenderness, and they died on the spot. And the teaching, which I believe I heard first in the name of Rav Yashiv, is that this Gemara is really a metaphor for Sinas Chinam. Unfortunately, so often, two different Jews, three opinions, we stay in our respective corners of the room, we keep distance from Jews who are not like us. However, what Chazal are teaching us is that this is only because we don't realize how close we really are. And that's because of the darkness. And there are many different sources of darkness in the world, but the darkness, this artificiality of Sinas Chinam, prevents us from seeing our essential brotherhood and sisterhood. It's only when light enters the room, it's only when the dawn comes, we see the truth. The veil is lifted. That Jew may be on the other end of the room. He or she may be very different than me, but they are my brother. They are my sister. Unfortunately, tragedy often has a habit of being that sun, of lifting that veil. And the Jewish people, as we have in the past, although here it's obviously on a whole nother level, have been reminded in clear as daylight that we are brothers and we are sisters. We are all one family. We are all Jews, despite the vast difference between us. Rabbi Herman mentioned my organization, Salash, and I'm not using this as an opportunity to tout everything we're doing, but since you mentioned it, and it relates to this point, one of our campaigns is a, thank God, very, very popular, successful, and maybe the largest such of its kind, Adopt a Soldier program. When you go to our website, you can put in your name and email, and you get the Hebrew name of a soldier that you can daven for, that you can adopt, you can do mitzvahs for. A cousin of mine passed this link around to friends of his, and just a few hours ago, he told me that one of the people he had sent the link to wrote to him, and this woman said, I put my information in, and when I waited, what popped up? A name of a soldier? Who's my cousin? What are the odds? Our database has many, many hundreds of soldiers. And obviously, it was a funny, in a certain sense, powerful coincidence and story. But instinctively, I wrote back to my cousin. I said, we're all cousins. This war, this atrocity, this last few days have reminded us. The veil has been lifted. It is daylight, and we see it as clear as day. That every Jew is a cousin, every Jew is a brother and a sister. We're all in this together. That gives me chizuk. Last but not least, what we have seen incredibly for Jews around the world, but especially in Israel with our citizens and our army, is the incredible resiliency of the Jewish people. As the Pasuk says, when Yaakov was fighting the angel and he gets his name changed to Yisrael, the etymology of that says the Pasuk is because you had been ki sarisa im Elokim v'im anashim v'atuchal. You were fighting, struggling with the angel all night, and you prevailed. Therefore, Kisarisa is a source for an etymology for the word Yisrael, Yaakov's new name. However, the question is, it would seem that the benefit of this pasuk, the focus of the pasuk is Vatuchal, that Yaakov prevailed in his struggle with the angel. Instead of being called Yisrael or Israelites, we should be called Tuchal or Tuchalites. Why are we being called Sarisa, Yisrael, excuse me, because of the Sarisa? That just means that they struggled and they fought. Isn't the point of all this that he won, that he prevailed? And many years ago, I saw in the name of the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, that that's exactly the point. The essence of a Jew, what we inherited in our spiritual DNA from Yaakov Avinu, is that we fight, that we struggle, that we never give up. Whether you win or whether you lose, said the Rebbe, that's not always in our hands, of course. But a Jew struggles, a Jew fights, and we never, ever give up. We get knocked down, sure, and we have certainly been knocked down this week. But we don't stay down. We get back up. We are resilient. We, certainly no one in our lifetimes, has seen the evil and suffered the way the Jewish people are suffering now. But we are a resilient people, and we are seeing that in full force, especially with the soldiers, but not limited. In many ways, some of the resiliency of the citizenry, especially the parents, the siblings, the spouses of the soldiers, in certain ways is as impressive as the resiliency of the soldiers themselves. Someday, hopefully soon, and of course I don't know when, someday this will all end. And I can tell you, without a doubt, be'emuna u'belev shalem, I have no doubt Israel will win. How long it will take, how much pain, rachmana litzlan, we will have to suffer in between, obviously I don't know. But there will be a better day. We will win. We are a resilient people. And when that happens, I can only pray that the incredible outpouring of chesed that I spoke about before, the incredible demonstration of unity, of Avas Yisrael, that has been demonstrated now that the veil has been lifted and we see this truth, that we're brothers and sisters, that we're cousins, I can only hope that after we resiliently defeat this enemy and we continue in our great destiny as a Jewish people, I can only hope and pray that that chesed impulse that has been triggered and ignited on steroids in Avos and Yisrael and Achdus that we've all been inspired by, I can only hope that that continues even after life returns to normal. Thank you so much. May Hashem bless the Jewish people with great success. Bless the soldiers. Am Yisrael Chai.